Yes, it is. The Wendy's Big Show live in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios with our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler, and the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Rami Makhlouf, and lots to get to with you between now and 6 o'clock on a Throwback Thursday presented by Masters.
Why are you next to me?
What do you mean?
You mean what I mean?
A little change in position today.
No, I hate when y'all white people do stuff. Don't tell the black folks.
It's good to change up positions every once in a while.
So right? Explain.
What do you mean?
Explain.
Just wait. You'll figure it out.
Did somebody get a raise? Did somebody get a demotion?
No, as the show get going, you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
What we should have had done. Of course, I wouldn't even mean that I got here late. What we should have had done, because it would have made.
Should have had done.
I know what you're saying, Gary. Continue.
Right.
What we should have had done. Because it would have made for better radio.
Right.
For Rummy actually to start out over there.
Right.
And let's see the ball of hate get hated. That's what we should have had done.
You push his buttons a little bit?
Oh, I let you push him.
I don't like to push people's buttons.
Well, you would have anyway.
I don't like conflict.
You would have anyway, because you would just been being you.
I mean, if I have to, I will.
No, right. You just did it. Yeah. You just would have been rhyming. You were just being rhyming.
Yes. I still don't know what's going on.
You will.
Sparky is behind the board today.
I'm sitting
in Sparky's seat.
It'll be clear
when we come out of the first break.
We missed out on the ball of hate, man. Okay. We missed that.
All right.
Sit and wait like America. Yep. We'll wait, y'all.
All of America's waiting.
All of America.
Between now and 6 o'clock, we'll check in with our Wisconsin insider, John McNamara.
J-Mac.
At 3:35. See if the Badgers have any more a challenge in front of them this Saturday than they did last Friday. And Rob Reichel of BobMcGinnFootball.com. He'll join us at 4:35 to talk Packers and Seahawks. And that's where we start this afternoon. But the question is, the Seattle rivalry bigger than any in-division rivalry for your Green Bay Packers? 799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Gary, you're the one who brought this question to the table.
Yeah, I did.
And I'm surprised, borderline shocked, that you of all people would bring this question to the table.
I know, ain't right, Rum?
Yes.
But don't you start and I was going to tell you now, Aaron Rodgers already talked about it, because that's what gave me the tip off.
Oh, he called you?
He talked about it.
Fix your garbage disposal?
No.
Oh.
I heard. Did you guys hear the quote what Aaron Rodgers said?
No, what he said.
What he said,
yeah. Aaron Rodgers said in an interview, at the end of the day.
We have jazz hands.
At the end of the day, it's going to be about these two teams.
Yeah, we had that yesterday. I'll get it.
You know what? That's what he said. That's where I got it from, Roy.
Did they send this to Atlanta?
At the end of the day. He know why these two teams open up. At the end of the day, he know who it's going to be about. He ain't said it's going to be about Chicago. He ain't said it's going to be about Minnesota. He ain't said it was going to be about Detroit. He ain't said it was going to be about Tampa Bay.
No, Atlanta?
Tampa Bay ain't in it. Ain't in it.
Oh, you said the North.
Division, yeah.
Tampa
Bay, they ain't in it no more, right?
No.
No, they're not in the division anymore. Here's Aaron Rodgers talking about what you just said.
What he just said.
Well, every game could be looked at in that way. But yeah, I mean – I think our two teams know, you know, when you start the season, training camp, I'm sure 32 teams are talking about winning the Super Bowl. It's not really the case, though. There's not that many teams that have those squads that could do it. Us in Seattle are usually in the mix. They have been, and we have been for a long time. So, you know, it's going to be two teams that expect to be there in the end.
There it is.
Yeah, they're two.
Yeah,
at the very worst, two of the best three teams in the NFC.
Yeah, he ain't saying about Chicago.
No, they're terrible.
He ain't saying about Detroit.
No, they're bad too.
He ain't saying about Minnesota.
They're also not all that good.
So if you start looking though, Rumdahl, over the last, let's just say when Pete Carroll and them, you know who in them is?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Seahawks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who else in them?
Who's in them?
Schneider.
Okay.
Front off.
So, since Pete Carroll and them first got there, right, they were building this thing, right? And everybody jumped on the bandwagon talking about, man, look at that team, look how good they is. I said, don't worry. Remember I said this? I said, don't worry about it. Just wait. Just wait till they got to start paying people. Because when they start paying people, they're going to fall back to the pack. They're going to be just like everybody else. They won't be no better than Green Bay. Because for a minute, they were. They really were.
Mm-hmm.
Because they drafted really, really well. And they had all these guys on that first-year rookie contract, and they were playing lights out. And then what happened to Seattle? You know what? Would you be really pissed off if you were a Seattle fan when you knew, Leroy,
mm-hmm.
when you know
when you know
that you should have had two Super Bowls?
Yeah.
Or when you knew you should have had two
Super Bowls?
They
should at least have two.
Rondo, would you be pissed off at them?
They got to two.
They got to two.
I know, but you should have had two of them.
One. No. One.
You should have had two of them.
One.
Steve.
They should have won both of them.
Yeah. If you were a Seattle Seahawks fan, would you be pissed off?
If you was in the 12?
Knowing that you should have two? Yeah.
Yes!
I mean, in the moment, yeah, I'd be pissed off. But
yeah,
in bigger picture and reflecting back on it, no.
Packers fans were pissed off when the Roy's team lost to Denver. Same thing.
You didn't have to bring that up.
Well, it's the same thing.
Like, yeah, but I don't
You went to two Super Bowls?
I don't remember that.
Oh.
Yeah. You should have known that, Leroy.
Hey, get in your seat. I don't like the way he's over there.
Yeah,
he's trying to be a smart guy over there.
You know what don't look right right now?
What don't look right right now?
His face don't look right from the angle.
What do you mean?
His nose look bigger.
You're used to seeing him from the front.
Straight on.
Now you're getting the profile.
Yeah, I'm serious. His nose look bigger from the side. Like
anybody's nose looks bigger from the side, man.
I don't.
My nose looks huge from the side.
I know.
Yeah.
No, it
does. No, it does. I've seen.
I'm looking at it.
That joke got a round hook nose, but put a bait on it.
I will not take a profile picture.
Put a bait on it, bro.
I will not take a profile picture.
So
I refuse.
Well, don't get arrested then. Don't get arrested.
They're going
to make you turn to the side.
Yeah, they will.
Yep.
You turn it to the side.
Well, you know what? You know what he need not to do.
I've never had to take a mugshot. Knock on wood.
Call Jeff Sessions on it.
No, don't hang out with Michael Bennett.
Yeah. Oh, man.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. 235.
So when I heard that rum dog from 12, I'm thinking.
That's Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
America.
This is a rivalry. And right now, today, whether you want to admit it or not, this game has more juice than the Chicago game. It has more juice than the Viking game. 414-799-1250. I want to hear what y'all think about it because I do. I think this game has way more juice than Chicago or Minnesota could ever bring.
Should it have been the Thursday night game?
Yeah, Leroy. Yes.
Is that big?
Yes. It should be tonight. But they had to save a big game for the late game.
Well, Super Bowl champion.
It's always a Super Bowl team.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So that's why they didn't get it.
But they should have.
But you got two teams in that. So who's playing tonight?
Kansas City.
And New England.
Yeah.
And who else?
That's it.
Kansas City.
Just
New England.
Two
teams. Just one game.
Why they chose Kansas City?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
John Dorsey still up?
Kansas City's supposed to be good, though.
Isn't there usually a rematch of the Super Bowl or a conference championship to open up the season? Isn't that usually how they do it?
Yeah, that's usually how they
Kansas
do
City.
It. The conference championship.
I don't know why.
Kansas City got it.
I don't know why Kansas City got it.
So it should have been New England and who?
Who did they play in the AFC championship last year? I'm drawing a blank right now.
Pittsburgh? No. Did Pittsburgh make it?
No. I'm not sure.
So if you was in your seat, you would
414-799-1250.
I would know that. About
Patriots and Steelers.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the Steelers. Yep.
414-799-1250. I want to hear from you folks. I want to know if you. I think this is. Well, I don't even think I know. This game is bigger than any other rivalry they're playing right now. Bigger than Chicago. Bigger than Minnesota. It just is. Ace got more juice, man. This game got way more juice.
More than the Falcons.
They're not there yet.
No, I'm going to say.
They played them enough.
I'm going to say yes because the Falcons hadn't won a damn thing.
Right. Well,
Seattle's won a championship.
Well, you said in division now.
Yeah, in division.
They're in division.
But you go conference. We can go conference if you want.
No, in division is the question. I straight outside the lines.
But Falcons, but if you want to go Falcons, they don't have enough juice. I mean, they just haven't played enough. And plus, we've owned them for the better part of the last 10 years. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
But Seattle, so here's what everybody want to talk about, Steve, all day today. Now, I went in, I had a couple TV shows to do today. I did my TV show earlier this morning, Spectrum, with Leroy Butler and Dennis Krause. Then after that, I went over and did my show with CBS 58 with Kevin Holder.
Play you famous.
Everybody want to talk about the 5 interceptions that Russell Wilson threw the last time.
What's the one in your head, though?
What's the one in your head, though? You don't know?
Dude, I got nothing in my head.
Oh, trust me.
Everybody
want
to talk about Everybody want to talk about the 5 interception Russell Wilson threw last year. But what's in your head?
NFC Championship.
Damn
Bingo.
Right.
Right.
Damn right. What'd he do, Rondall? You remember it?
Yeah, he threw a touchdown.
Yeah.
A couple of them.
Was that? No, the last one that broke your back. Walk off, Rummy.
Yep.
Yeah, that was
straight walk off.
Yep.
Was that curse or ball?
Curse.
Is he still with them?
No, they just traded him.
Yeah.
He went in the Sheldon Richardson trade.
Yeah. That walk off, Rom Dog. If y'all want to talk about those five interceptions, all you want, go ahead. I'm good. Go ahead and talk about it. But when it counted, because I'm talking Super Bowl, was that to go to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here we go. So is the Seattle rivalry bigger than any in-division rivalry? Gary says yes. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Ty in Philly, you're first up on the fan. What's up, Ty?
Ty, what's up, man?
Hey,
Ty. Ty, what's up, man?
Uh-oh.
Ty not there?
Just put Ty on hold. You know he probably
go to the next one. KJ in West Dallas, you're next on the fan. What's up, KJ?
What's up, Big Show?
Yeah, hey, what's up, man?
This is definitely much larger than any of the division games. This is going to showcase two teams that have inspirations of going to the Super Bowl.
Right now?
And it's going to highlight Aaron Rodgers and one of the most potent offenses that we've seen in many, many years against a healthy Seattle Seahawks defense that's added Sheldon Richardson and got Earl Thomas back there. Playing safety. So they're healthy. Rodgers got all kind of weapons all over the field. Let's see what's going to happen. It's going to be a game that everybody's going to be watching. I bet you the ratings are going to be through the roof for that game, this game coming up Sunday.
Thanks for your phone call, KJ. I don't know how y'all measured it, but back in the day, and if we played like the Bears later in the year when it was a little colder, back in the day, Ramdahl.
Yeah.
And if you had a 53-man roster, this game right here would be the 53-man roster in the hot tub.
After the game. Yeah.
Anybody that plays Seattle is going to have that problem. It's not just the Packers, though. That's not a rivalry thing. That's just Seattle's just nasty.
Well, no, it's just those two teams. I mean, you watch Seattle play other teams. They seem to ratchet it up just a little bit more for Green Bay because they know.
All right, let's go to
– I mean, it's like, have you seen Pittsburgh and Baltimore?
How it used to be?
Those two teams didn't play like that against everybody else, even though Baltimore was bad with Ray Lewis and them.
Yeah, those two teams didn't like each other.
Right. So they when they played each other, when they play other teams, they ain't play like that.
Hey, Leroy,
mm-hmm.
I know you don't remember a lot, but when you used to play the Cowboys,
mm-hmm.
did it feel like it was ratcheted up some on their end too?
Absolutely.
I know it was on your end.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Both sides.
They want to snatch that number 4 jersey off and sell it.
But that doesn't make them the biggest rival to the Packers. That makes them the biggest threat in trying to get to a Super Bowl. A threat doesn't equal a rival. They're the most worth.
See, he come.
No, for real.
Just a debate of what a rivalry is.
Yeah,
if a rivalry is that smart the two guy. Fan bases don't like each other, then you're right, because I doubt the Seahawks fans care about the Packers. But if a rivalry is about two teams that genuinely don't like each other, see Jonathan Lucroy and the Brewers when they were talking all that crap about La Russa and the Cardinals and they were beanballing each other and all that. Okay, that was a bigger rivalry than anything at that point. But so many times in sports now, you don't have teams not liking each other.
No, you don't.
Everybody's guys outside of football, baseball, or basketball. They go to the clubs at night after they play if it's a series in baseball or whatever. You don't have that as much. But if you have two teams that genuinely don't like each other and know it's about something, then I think that's where you get to a rivalry standpoint. And to Gary's point, if you look at Chicago and Green Bay, I don't know if that's there right now. If you look at Green Bay and Minnesota, it's definitely not there with Green Bay and Detroit now that Sue is gone. It was. When Sue was there, it was definitely Green Bay and Detroit because the Packers could not stand the Detroit Lions and the dirty play that they did. So that I would say for sure. I just don't think it's been there in a long time.
No. As far as the player
hate, division,
the player hate
amongst each other.
Right. No, right. That's gone. Those days are gone. And so
to finish your point, Rami, about,
well,
you were on.
No, he went right into what I was trying to get into. And it's this. It's not that your biggest threat to trying to get to the mountaintop. Hmm. That doesn't make you a rival. Really, nothing that happens on the field makes for a rival, because like Sparky just alluded to, those days of Forrest Gregg's Packers and Mike Ditka's Bears absolutely hating each other from the coaches on down, those days are gone. These guys are having dinner together the night before a game a lot of the time on the most hated team. So now, to me personally, as a fan, rivalries come down to fans and only fans. And a rivalry to me is defined by two fan bases that both the other is their number one target. The other is their most hated team.
So we should make the question then fan rivalry, because that's different than team rivalry.
There are no more team rivalries.
No, I totally disagree, because I do think that Pittsburgh and Cleveland, or Pittsburgh and Baltimore, that was two teams that could not stand each other.
The fact that that came
New
and
England
went.
And Pittsburgh right now are some of the same stuff. But they don't like each other at all.
But the fact that came and went proves my point. That there might be,
it changes, yes.
There might be guys on particular teams that hate each other, and teams as a whole that hate each other. But once those guys are gone, they're gone.
Yes, rivalries change. You're
Gary's Packers hated those Bears simply because they were Packers and Bears. The colors that they wore because and the cities that they played in.
No.
There was no more to it.
No, I disagree.
There was no more to it.
It was yes, there was. You missed the whole big point. The two coaches was the reason that rivalry went crazy. It was Ditka and Greg when Gary played. Right. And back then, it was Halas and Lombardi, even though Halas saved the Packers from being in Green Bay. Right.
But the root of that, where that came from.
That Gary thing, that wasn't the players. That was ratcheted up by both coaches who hated each other. That's why it went to that level. You never... Now, Leroy can talk about Holmgren, but I don't think Holmgren ever talked crap the way Forrest Gregg did about the Bears about anybody. No. Did he?
Leroy? He talked a little trash, but it wasn't to that level in the media.
Was it about the same team every time?
He wanted us to know that the Bears rivalry was the oldest rivalry in any sports that you can get together.
And McCarthy does the same.
And once guys knew that, you tie up your bootstraps when you play these teams.
What it's about.
Sometimes when you play Detroit, it was just a stat game.
Yeah, but it's about winning and playing teams. That when a game really means something. So if you ask, and I'm not going to put words in Leroy's mouth, but I would venture to say that the Bears were not the rivalry for
it was the
Green
Vikings
team. Right.
For Leroy and Gilbert, right?
And because
they were the threat.
Yeah. Go ahead, Roy. I'm sorry. I didn't want to. I mean,
I just
assume that.
I mean, it was always the Bears for me. It was always.
Didn't Gilbert always say it was about the purple for him?
Yeah, because he went.
But they cut him.
Right, I understand that. Right, I understand that.
So that was a personal thing.
Yeah, he got a thing.
So for you, it was the Bears more than the Vikings even back then? And more than the Cowboys?
Yeah, because the Cowboys, you didn't play them consistently enough.
I didn't hate.
To get you, I mean, you're talking about 60 years of history or something.
I'll be honest with you, as a fan at that point, I could care less about the Bears and the Lions and the Buccaneers and all that. All I cared about was the Cowboys. That was it.
Well, it changed.
That was the team. Aikman and Irvin and those guys.
Why didn't you and some of the other guys care about it when they did come here and we beat them? Y'all guys.
Why do you keep bringing up that game for?
Because
he
y'all
does
keep
it every time. He loves to talk about that game.
Y'all dismiss it because we just wiped them. But you only want to use it when
they beat us. But we beat them.
Oh, well. Was what Irvin still there?
Yes. Yeah, all those
was
guys were
Emmett
there.
Was still there?
Yes.
I don't know why I bring this up.
You're right. I don't want to talk about that game. No, you're right.
I'm just kidding. I don't get it. You're only one-sided.
We should do that as a topic one day when Leroy's not here.
Yeah, please do.
Not when you're here. No, when you're not here. And
I'm
just
already
ask
losing
you,
my voice.
See what people say about that game and then how it pertains to that series and how they think of that game. Is the Seattle rivalry bigger than any individual rivalry for the Packers right now? 414-799-1250.
That's the question.
414-799-1250. You can also tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. And Rami, it's a throwback Thursday.
It is a throwback Thursday.
So what does that mean?
When there will be throwback
so
music.
So people don't have to vote?
No,
tell everybody what they have to do.
They didn't rehearse this, huh?
You tweet your artist.
I thought he does the same thing he does every
Thursday.
Yeah,
usually do it coming out of the break when we play the throwback
that?
Music.
See
tweet
that?
Your
I
artist.
I want to help Leroy.
At 105.7 FM, The Fan.
I'm
with the hashtag big throwback.
You'll find out why he's sitting over there.
And you'll be entered to win a $25 gift certificate to Master Z's. That's your artist at 105.7 FM, The Fan, with the hashtag big throwback.
Who's the throwback artist today, Rami?
I don't recall.
That's why he's sitting over there, Leroy, because he doesn't want to play the throwback music today.
Right. Y'all so childish.
I just don't want to be responsible for putting that through the speakers and to our beloved listeners' ears.
We should have had to
That's
blow
why
up.
He's sitting over there.
The blow up
and then he'll have headphones on, listening to something else other than the music
so
until the music comes back.
This
yes.
Just because of this?
Yes, because of Garth. Garth Brooks is your throwback artist today. He hates country, so he refuses to do it. Because if he would have done it would have been 30 seconds to the second.
God,
and then he would have
nice
just
look at long.
And then, he does. And he would have just shut it right off. That's what he would have done. He's done it before.
So you guys think
mad.
That this is like just a personal preference. I've told you this before. I have a physical reaction to country music.
Oh, come on.
I do. I'm telling you,
There's
I do.
A lot of people have a physical reaction listening to you talking about the Cubs.
That's fine.
But they still
so turn
listen.
Off your, then don't
See,
listen
baby
to me.
Couch does.
Then don't listen to
what
me. Just that? Like I'm not going to listen to country music.
What?
I have a physical reaction.
What kind of reaction?
I have a feeling in the pit of my stomach when I hear country music. The only thing I swear to God, man. I swear to God.
Yeah, play me some God.
I swear on a stack of Bibles. It's the same feeling because I have a fear of heights.
I'm voting for some country. Let me look up some country.
I have a fear of heights. It's the same feeling I get in the pit of my stomach when I look down from high up. That's the same feeling I get in the pit of my stomach when I hear country music. I swear to God, man.
Country music.
I kid you not.
It's the blues.
Man, you for real, dog.
I swear to God, Gary.
Bro, leave God out of here. Man. He has nothing to do with this.
No, God doesn't have anything to do with you.
No, he has nothing to do with country music. Hey. He wouldn't do that to us.
Okay, we'll just vote then. We'll
stop.
Take this into the
so use the Twitter. Tweet at 1057FM The Fan. Use the hashtag.
Everybody pick somebody country.
Big today. Throwback if you're on hold. Absolutely. We'll see if Ty's still alive because he wasn't there when we went to him the first time. We'll see if he's still alive in Philly. That's coming up next.
To Wendy's Big Show on a Throwback Thursday with Garth Brooks bringing us out of the breaks. We're asking you right now, is the Seattle rivalry bigger than any in-division rival for the Green Bay Packers? 799-1250, or you can tweet us at 1057FM The Fan. Real quick, though, before we get out to those phone calls and your thoughts on that, I need a pen. Spark, you got a pen over there? I got one. Hang on.
No, I don't have a pen. But if you want to get in on this, feel free. I was told Ty in Philly is still on hold, so we'll get to him coming up.
We need our nominees for a Throwback Thursday presented by Master Z's. Sparky, I believe it was you last week who went with Garth Brooks, so you will get the first nominee this week. Go ahead.
Did go with Garth Brooks, didn't I? ABBA.
ABBA?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can go with that. Gary Ellerson?
Yeah, give me somebody country.
Somebody country?
That's not it. Give me an artist.
He can do that. Somebody country and old.
Toby Keith?
Is Toby Keith old?
Is Toby Keith old enough?
I don't think he's old enough. Look him up.
I think he is. He should be. I think you're good with Toby Keith.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure he's been around for 20 years.
Go ahead, baby. Touch by look it up.
First four albums, first one started in 93, so Toby Keith.
Yeah, you're good.
All right, go ahead.
Toby Keith.
All right.
All right.
Baby Tosh, who would you like to hear?
We go with Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash. Now that's country I can get with.
Oh, never mind. Don't do Johnny Cash.
Roy isn't here.
Johnny Cash won multiple times.
Give me Weezer on a Throwback Thursday.
I haven't heard them in a long time.
I love Weezer. Yeah. We were driving back from the grocery store the other day. Weezer came on the radio.
I had one out in my backyard last
You had what?
Weezer.
A Weezer out in your backyard?
Yep.
Leroy isn't in studio, so we'll have to get his nominee later. But those are your nominees. ABBA, Toby Keith, Johnny Cash, or Weezer. Go with one of those or your own. Tweet your artist at 1057FM The Fan with the hashtag Big Throwback, and you'll be entered to win a $25 gift certificate to Master Z's.
Is the Seattle Seahawks rivalry bigger than any in-division rivalry? Frank in Oak Creek, you're next on The Fan.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I agree with Gary. I do. They're in the finals every time, Seattle and Green Bay, and so I think it is. It's just a powerhouse. Who's better and best? And so, I mean, the Bears, don't get me wrong, Bears, Vikings, they're rivalries, but really Bears haven't been good for a while. Vikings are getting better, but Seattle, I mean, is a powerhouse. And I agree. I think this game really sets the tone for the rest of the season and saying, are we going to meet again in the, you know, at the end in the playoffs? Because if it is, where it's going to be? Is it going to be at Green Bay or Seattle? Because I think home field advantage is huge, especially when you get to the divisional game. But to me, I just think I agree with Gary. Even though all the interceptions, he still won the game with that touchdown. So
sure did.
I totally agree with that.
Frank, thanks for the call. Appreciate
it. Thanks for the phone call.
Hey, Gary, I said this yesterday when you were out, and I'm going to stick by it regardless of what happens. If they lose these first couple games, did you see that? Mm-hmm. That was a physical reaction from Gary.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay.
I don't care.
No, I do.
I don't. And the reason I don't care is this. Just to clarify. Obviously, I want them to win. Okay? Don't get me wrong. But these teams will all be so different by the end of the year when you see each of these teams again that I just don't view it the same way as if this was a game in Week 14. If this was Seattle in Week 14 and you know that you're the two best teams, then I look and go, okay, this is a big deal because they're going to remember what this was all about in 2 or 3 weeks, or it'll be longer than that, I guess, a month or whatever it would be, later. Week 1, Week 2, injuries and everything that can happen throughout the course of a football season, more than likely these teams are going to look a little bit different by the time they see each other in the playoffs. So if Seattle gets out and they beat you, Atlanta gets out and they beat you, and your defense and Brooks and Dial and these guys are all trying to figure out how to get on the same page, King is struggling as a rookie. Fast forward to the end of the year, now everybody knows what they're supposed to be doing. Everybody's been in this defense for a year. They're going to play better than they probably are going to play in Week 1 or Week 2.
Well, they need to go 1-1 here, okay?
Rest of their schedule, they have only got like two more teams.
And reason why it matters is because I don't want to go to Atlanta and play in that new dome.
Oh, I don't care about
that. And I don't want to – well, they whooped their ass down there last time.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't want to go to Seattle and play out in Seattle. If you look at Atlanta right now, of course, I will be going to that game in Atlanta.
I heard that field is awful.
Yeah, they said people, kids are slipping around all
over
the place.
They're saying it's like an ice skating rink.
How do you spend that much money and time building an arena and not find out if the turf is slippery?
Yeah, they just bring it in and lay it down.
Like just put somebody out there in football cleats and have them run and see if it works. Put down like a 40-yard patch.
Right. Just and have somebody go do it.
And test it out.
Yeah, but see, you don't want to be you don't want to be on the road. I know you don't care, but the Packers want to be at home. They don't want to go those two places now outside of Dallas. I think Dallas is one of those other teams who with home field because the crowd and the way the stadium is. That new stadium in Atlanta is going to be loud. The people down there, they're into the Falcons football. They care about the Falcons. Got to remain relative now. If the Falcons don't remain relative in that, if they go 9-7 or something like that, folks won't show up. They'll give up in Atlanta. But if they're in the hunt, you ain't going to be able to hear yourself think. You know you can't hear yourself think.
That's given, right. Yeah.
So that's why you need to go 1-1 here. I'm not saying 2-0. Because now if I was Tim Allen, I'd be saying 2-0 because he wouldn't. See it that way, but
no. But you are Tim Allen for the Packers.
No, I'm not.
Because it is. Yes, it is. Because it is a championship season for this team. And if it's they don't win a championship,
but why is it a championship season?
Because they have the talent.
Yeah, but I would never come on the radio.
No, but I'm just saying in the instance this year of
I would never come
season.
On the radio when we had like
Tim said every year
Blair Keel or whoever them jokers at quarterback and go. This is a championship.
Did you hear yesterday's post game show? Meets the Big Show.
Do that? No.
The question yesterday was if the season ended yesterday, after they got swept by the Reds, but if the season ended yesterday, how would you say the season was?
It was successful.
Tim said an F, failure.
I don't know. Well, that's Tim. I mean, I ain't.
Yeah. So, they didn't make the playoffs.
I can't get in Tim's mind. Let me ask you this, and I guess I could ask Tim this, but I can't. But
you could ask Sparky. He's a Tim Whisperer.
Who's the worst team in Major League Baseball?
You just played one of them.
The Reds are right there.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah, it's definitely right there.
Okay, if the Reds are the worst team in Major League Baseball, right? So should I come on air and say this is a championship season for the Cincinnati Reds?
Oh, no. But I don't think he doesn't say it all year.
No, I'm just saying.
He says it at the beginning of the
year. But because there's got to be a bad team, right? I mean.
Because like he says, Rogers said in that quote we played in the first segment, when the season starts, all 32 teams talk about wanting to go win the Super Bowl,
Yeah,
right?
But all 32 teams know they don't have it.
And Rogers then said that.
Yeah.
I was trying to explain that to Tim yesterday.
Well, no, I guess what I would ask Tim is, what's the worst team in Major League Baseball? Because there's got to be one.
Sure.
Whoever it is, and then. If I were a Red fan and I was in Cincinnati and I'm doing radio, do I come on the radio and say this is a championship season? Although we know
he's done it every year as long as I've known.
Well, that's him.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't.
But even back to the crappy days of back before Braun and stuff, he's always been there.
But you know what? That's everybody's different.
But he does it.
That's fine.
He does it, and he took it from Uecker because Bob Uecker does it every year on opening day.
That's fine.
And that's where I came from.
That's my only analogy.
Ty in Philly. I was told you're there now.
I still love Tim though. It's been great. Do I have to do another show with him?
No, yesterday was the last one. Unless there's postseason,
unless there's playoffs, then there's day games for the playoffs.
Can I say thank God?
No. Is the Seattle rivalry bigger than any in-division rivalry? Ty, what say you?
I gotta say yes, man. This game gets me very excited. Didn't really love the topic too much, but when you hear Seattle Green Bay, man, it really, as a Packers fan, it gets you out of your seat. You just know that this is the test, you know, that we have to ace if we want to get as far as we're trying to go. It's just a great way to start the season.
Ty, what's the team that you hate the most? Let's play word association. And I say NFL team you hate the most. What's the first name that pops into your head?
Well, that's interesting. I got to go with the Patriots. But, you know, Seattle, I actually like the Seahawks. But I just like beating them more. I like their team. I like Russell Wilson as a player. But I just love when the Packers beat this team.
All right, let's do this.
Is it about Pete Carroll for you then?
I think more or less it's just about the challenge.
Let's do
not
this.
About it's about Sherman. It's about Thomas. It's about Bennett.
Yes.
It's
offense versus Wagner. Defense.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Right.
That's what makes it. Yep. All right. Thanks for your phone call, Ty. 414-799-1250. Let's do that, Rum. Let's stay in the NFC. If I don't know if we're gonna keep going this. I wouldn't mind doing this.
Sure.
In the NFC, what team do you hate the most?
In the whole NFC.
And don't think about it too much.
Don't think about it. Just come on.
When we ask that question.
Yeah, well, what comes to your mind?
What team pops into your
head?
What
team do you hate the most? 414-799-1250.
Yep, we'll do that coming up. Got to get to Sports Flash, baby.
Real quick, before the Sports Flash, we need Leroy's nominee for a Throwback Thursday.
Dolly Parton. I think I gave it to her.
Yep, right. Thank you. Okay. Oh, he did. Gary did Toby Keith. Baby Tosh did Johnny Cash.
Yeah. Sparky went with ABBA.
I want
Weezer.
I won't change my.
Oh, you want to change yours? Key. Okay.
Can I get a Kenny Chesney?
Yeah, I don't know if he's old enough.
I don't think so.
He's a young man, though.
Look, see if Kenny Chesney. If Kenny Chesney ain't old enough, then I stick with Kobe Teef.
Kobe Teef would be a good one too.
All right.
Kobe Teef.
Kobe Teef.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Why don't you tell us about J&J Contractors?
Huh?
Hit the hump, but you know
what? I'll forget it.
All the world was right. How could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives better left to chance. I could have missed the pain that I'd have had to miss the day.
You know, Garth Brooks on a Throwback Thursday here on The Fan. And I don't know if Gary's going to laugh at me when I say this, but he's like one of the country singers. And I don't think this applies to all of them because a lot of them have become very poppy, kind of pop-like. And it translates, it transfers over. Like, you'll turn on our sister station, The Mix. You'll be like,
is that country?
Dude, that's country, and that's on The Mix.
Right.
So, okay, I get that. But with Garth, at least for me, I can, like, feel like it. Like certain songs like this one kind of mean something to him.
Oh, yeah.
And not all artists does that work with.
No. So, and I know it makes Rummy's stomach hurt, but.
By the way, I found out that there is an actual. It's called cantorophobia.
Yeah.
An actual fear of country music.
You got it.
That's a thing. I'm not the only one.
So.
Go ahead, Gary.
I learned appreciation, though, of country music from my grandfather. We were born and raised on a plantation. And a lot of country music, because, you know, you're talking about horses and cows. It just blends. It just works.
And that was whiny country.
Yeah, yeah. We, you know, watch westerns and all that kind of stuff. So it's all blends. And then my neighbor across the street who used to cut my hair after we moved from my grandparents' house, my mom and I moved from my grandparents' house, listened to country music. So I would go over there. He had it in had a shed out back. He cut all the neighborhood kids and had country music. And I used to look. I said, why are you listening to? Because, you know, when you're 14 and 15, you want to hear something else, you know. He says, Gary, they tell a story. You need to listen to the story.
That's true.
And country music does tell a story.
Usually it's about somebody's dog dying or somebody's
that's
girl
what
eating,
they always
but,
say. That's what make it funny, but
that's
they
the
do.
Stereotype.
They tell a story.
Right. All right. So asking the question now is, what team in the NFC do you hate the most? Just whatever team comes to mind, that's what Gary wants to know. We changed the question from the rivalry, in division rivalry, Seattle
No, it's still robbery. There. That course is
that
still
one
there
too.
You're still there.
And then the other one is who do you just hate
but
the
most?
But
I think those questions go hand in hand. That's is why. It in football that's why or
NFC. NFC is go whole
NFC. NFC, not football.
No, yeah.
So you can't say the Patriots.
No.
All right, Frank on the East Side. You're next on the Fan.
Just hate somebody, Frank. Who you hate?
I hate the Seahawks, man, and I've hated them since Pete Carroll. I like Schneider. I like some players. I do like Richard Sherman. I'll say it, but that Pete Carroll, man, that guy's a piece of trash. He really is. If he was gone, I'd say all right. But I was gonna say on the rivalry while I was on hold, it really made me think about how much the landscape really has changed. Mm-hmm. And with Rami, I hear you, Rami. You think it's all fans?
Yes.
But it's not. Since free agency changed everything, you're right. Yeah, all these players, they hang out, they do stuff off the field, they're together, they're, you know, best friends, whatnot. But to make a good rivalry now, you got to have a couple different ingredients, and you cook it like this. You get two teams that have the same road through the playoffs to the Super Bowl. And the past few years, it's been Seattle, Green Bay. That when they're knocking each other back and one is just as good as the other, that's where that rivalry starts up. It'll fade if they're out. Now, what if the Bears next year were on top of the world and world beaters and beating us, we're splitting the series
changes.
For the next 3 years. All of a sudden, Wisconsin's going to be nothing but Bear haters. You know, the Bears knocked us off. Oh, we were so close. Oh, that stupid Bear. And then here's your rivalry again. Now, I grew up in Baltimore, so I've gone through the Ravens-Steelers since day one. And that is a fan. That's a way more of a fan now than it is team. It's still a lot of team, but that's some straight up hate right there, and that's even worse than Vikings Packer fans hating each other. It's on another level out there. But for now, the free agency, I think it takes more. You got to have your players got to know, hey, we got to go through Seattle to get to the playoffs. They start despising that team. They get sick of seeing them. Man, they knocked us off this year. They want some revenge, and I'm sure Gary and Leroy would agree, right? You see them,
yeah.
You know they're mm-hmm. They're the yeah. only team holding you back,
right?
There's a yep. little more juice in that game.
Thank you, Frank.
Yeah,
why do
reason.
You hate Pete Carroll so much, Frank?
Ooh, have
because
you seen
he's, him? Because he's a 9/11 truther, and when he went to the White House, it's a fact that he asked one of the ranking generals there who had family that passed away in 9/11, asked them how much of an inside job that was.
Oh,
and that's
no.
a
really?
Story. You can look it up.
I never
look
heard that. I will look it up.
All right, thanks,
that,
Frank.
That's low, man.
If that's true, that changes everything that I thought about Pete Carroll. I always liked the guy, but that's crazy
like
talk
face,
right there.
The face I like is when Russell Wilson threw that slant pass and Butler picked
home,
it off. And they put that camera right on him. He's like, he stopped chewing that chewing gum like,
we start choking.
Hey, man, I like that.
I got some tweets coming in here at 105.7 FM. The Fan, Kurt says, since the 70s, Cowboys and Bears are the teams I hate most.
Good for him.
Travis tweets at 105.7 FM. The Fan, Seattle's the NFC team I hate the most. The Fail Mary, NFC Championship game, Cocky Sherman, Pete Carroll and his gum. That's
Thank
Travis
you.
Tweeting at the Fan. That's
I tell you about that gum, man. You
that's
like,
just funny. Chad tweets at the Fan, Dallas Cowboys. Always has been, always will be the Cowboys. I am really surprised by how many people still can't stand the Cowboys. And I get the Cowboys are relevant again at this point, but I guess I'm taking it back a little bit that there's so much hate still for the Cowboys. But there's definitely not much out there for the Bears and Vikings from what I've seen so far. On Twitter. George in Tulsa, you're next on the Fan.
Yeah, I've been sitting here for a long time really trying to figure out a team I don't like. And to be honest, man, the only team I hate, and I know y'all say y'all can't talk about the team, is New England. That's it. Out of all the teams, I root for all the teams. I don't care, man. I just do not like Tom Brady and Bill Belichick.
Me
I don't
either.
Know why.
That's my team.
I just don't like them. But if I had to say anybody, I'd say the Bears. By that being the more common rivalry, I don't like the Bears when they beat the Packers at all. Just because Bear fan. We got a lot of Bear fans here in Milwaukee as well. So
we got one
like
right in here, cuz.
So I'm fortunate enough, and thanks for your phone call, boss.
Yeah.
To get to go to most of the home games. This stadium on Sunday is going to be electric. It's going to be you'll feel it. You'll feel it when you get to Green Bay
next
you'll
week.
Feel it
when we do our shows. Okay, and Green and Gold Monday, we're going to talk about the game.
Yeah.
Okay. But those of you that go to the game,
yeah.
listen to this show next week because I want some intel on the Title Town District.
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing pictures on Packers.com. They got the football field done. They got the playgrounds done. Yeah. Dude, it looks sweet up there.
So you feel the electricity with the fans when you go to this game on Sunday. And then when they play Chicago, not so much. And so it kind of hurts.
Is that because
me.
Bear fans buy the tickets?
No, they're just the people. They're just zombies.
How many will be Seahawks fans this week?
There'll be a lot of them.
You think so?
They're playing top dollar for that ticket. There'll be a bunch of them. Now nobody's taking over Lambeau, but it's going to be. There'll be a lot of them.
Because you see it after the game when you do the post game show. They come walking.
They'll be there. They'll be the twelve represent. They show up, and that's what brings another added dimension. But, you know, so it hurts my heart to say that it's Seattle because, you know, if you really press me and say what's the rivalry, for me, it is Chicago and I always will be. But if you look at today's game the way it is right now, that Seattle game, I just know when they play Seattle and I'm at that stadium and then when they play Chicago, it's not the same. The people are completely different.
For me, and I haven't answered this yet, and neither is Leroy. So, Leroy, who is it for you in the NFC?
Right now when I play.
Right now.
It'd be Seattle, man. I don't like D-boys.
Seahawks for you. Yeah. Okay. What about for you, Rami? I know this is tough for you because you're a Bears fan. But what NFC team do you hate the most? Is it the Packers?
Yes.
Okay. So for me now.
Hey, wait. He said that too low. He got to say that louder.
That's legitimate for him.
No, but that is. That's how he feels. I know that's how he feels.
No. But reason why that's legitimate for him, because they're winning.
And he's chasing them.
Right.
Right. But
it doesn't matter
this.
If Gary. Even
I didn't hear what team it was.
In the 80s and early 90s, before Brett Favre.
Yeah.
And the Bears were a force back then.
Yeah.
And the Packers weren't a threat at all. It was the Packers.
Because it was different then.
Oh, way different.
But for me.
I would agree with you.
For me, to fans, it's the same.
Yeah, just I would agree with you.
Don't let them change.
I'm saying I would agree with you. Even in the 80s, because it was different.
I'll say this for Rami, and he says it a lot on the radio, and people don't believe him.
Okay, well.
But I will defend Rami on this. The Packers are number one hate, like, across the board. He does not hate the Brewers. He does not hate the Bucks.
No, not at all.
He does not hate the Badgers. Nothing. The only team that he genuinely does not like and gets up more for than any other team when his team plays is the Packers.
Absolutely.
Brewers Cubs play. He's not. I mean, he's into it, but he's not like into it like Packer Bear Week. And Gary will vouch for me on this one. Packer Bear Week. This dude's got Bears crap on every day, and it's just ridiculous. He's got towels hanging up everywhere. Mm-hmm. So that's legit. For me, because I work with Rami, it's probably Bears. You're the only reason. But if I didn't work with Rami, it would probably be the Cowboys still, because I can't stand Dez Bryant at all, and I can't stand.
No, the press
and
box,
I
Steve.
Can't stand
the press box.
I can't stand Jerry Jones.
Hey, when they high five in the press box,
who high fives in the press box?
High fiving in the press
Jerry
box.
Jerry Jones and his grandson.
Oh,
and then he's paying his grandson his glasses to clean him off.
Right.
They had the governor up there, New Jersey.
Right.
What's his name?
Christy.
Chris Christie.
You just wanted something. Never mind. I'm a Christian.
Be a Christian. If I didn't have to deal with Bear fan Rami, for me, it would probably be the Cowboys still. Because the Bears aren't a threat at this point.
I get that.
Right.
I'm okay with that.
All right. Everybody's favorite guy, Tim and Racine. Gary knows him as Brett Favre.
Brett Favre's on the phone.
What's up?
Hey, I got can I just give it real quick? Like, my teams for the hate?
Yeah.
Just one.
Give you, real quick. My first one would be the Giants, then Dallas, Seattle, and then the Bears first.
Okay. See, and you're in Bears country down in Racine.
And the reason why I say those teams is because every one of those teams have knocked us out.
What is
it? You know?
I've knocked us out of the playoffs.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Right. But, hey, you guys are talking also, it's you know, when you start the season off, it's everybody's, in the same position kind of, so – it's like Sparky was saying, you'll get better as the season goes along if you're a really good team.
And they will get better as the season goes along. Yeah. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Jeffrey on the school bus. You're next on the fan. What's up, Jeffrey? What team in the NFC do you hate most?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, Jeff, what school bus you on, dog?
I can't tell you that, and then they'll be calling me. What's
talking about? I like
Jeff,
it.
Come on, man. All right, man, come on.
All right, for me, it will be whoever's on the schedule.
Okay.
But if I had to pick, it would be the Bears.
Okay.
Why?
And let me make a point.
Go ahead.
And maybe you could help me out with this, Gary. Can you get them to play a game at noon on a Sunday instead of a Thursday night game?
Get who?
For the Bears.
Oh, the Bears. Yeah, I don't know why they do
they
that.
They want prime time with the Bears.
Because, you know, thanks for your phone call.
Well, they want prime. Listen, fellas, love you guys. You
know, take care, man. They want prime time with the Bears.
They want prime time with the Bears. Because they think a lot like Romney's thinking. It is the oldest rivalry in the NFL.
Yeah, and Chicago is a large market.
Well, that alone. That's okay. But they're the first two founding teams in the NFL.
Yes.
Nice and all, but I'm telling you right now.
You still got that demographic. I mean, you still got that demographic.
If the Packers and the Bears were the Lions and the Vikings currently, they would not be on Thursday night.
Still, but they're not the Lions and the
Vikings. I know, but I'm just saying, the Packers are really, really good.
Yeah.
Everybody watches.
Oh, if they were the Lions and Vikings?
That's what I'm saying. Those two teams at that
Bears
quality.
Are marquee event.
I don't think so.
We were on Monday night when I played.
Thank you.
Weren't for like 100 years after.
Yeah, but we
they always
why were you on Monday night?
Well, because we played Chicago.
Why were you on Monday night?
You tell me.
Because it was a street fight. That's why you were on Monday night.
Man.
And you had the clown show refrigerator Perry.
Go look.
You had all that going on.
Go look back.
Lee Rimmel told me.
What did Lee say?
Now, we know Lee was a historian.
Yeah, he is.
Lee Rimmel. God bless him. He said, these games, and I'm a young guy. I'm in the 90s. I don't really know about all this Packer Bear stuff. I just know refrigerator and Nisky and all that. But he said, listen, these games, you would want to play well. I said, why is that? He said, because your mom and your dad will be able to see you.
Yeah.
It will be on TV.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
At my locker. I'm thinking, well, they won't get it because it's all sectional, regional stuff.
Right.
Nobody in Jacksonville is going to see. We play the Bears. But those games, people saw them. Mm-hmm. It was on these Monday nights and these primetime games because they knew millions of people would watch it. And they did.
All right, if you weren't able to get in, you can get in on Great Lakes Dragway. Pick
okay,
well, a
y'all
lane.
Gonna switch back, though.
Coming up, we're not.
We're
coming
not,
up
man.
At
oh, this is
5
it for the
o'clock
show.
Today.
This
get
is
your
nice
thoughts
over here.
On that at 5 o'clock.
I like looking at you straight on.
The Brewers get swept by the Reds over the weekend, and over the last 3 days, not the weekend. And their offense has gone into the tank, which leads to the question.
Uh-oh.
I'll just tell you after the break. But first, let Gary tell you all about J&J Contractors.
My good friends over at J&J Contractors, guys. No job is too small, as they can do it all. Would you need someone?
I got to tell you something. We had Frank in Oak Creek that called in a little bit earlier in the show.
Yeah,
I know Frank.
Yeah.
And he called me and said, hey, you guys didn't call me. Mm-hmm. So I call him. Mm-hmm. He's like, hey, that J&J Contractors, is that real?
Yeah,
or is Gary
real.
Just talking about
no,
it?
No, it's real.
I said, no, man, they've done work on his house. That's legitimate. They've done work on his house, right? Yeah. And he's like, because I'm thinking about doing like an outdoor, you know, patio and screened in or Four Seasons room or something. He goes, think they can hook me up? I said, yeah, man, they're good. They're legit.
Why would he ask if that's for real? Like, we're just doing endorsements for, like, as a comedy sketch?
Rami, I'm telling you something right now. There are people that listen to the radio station that will listen to you say something like, they're probably paying them, whatever, and they just move on.
Oh, in that sense.
You see what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
But it's legit. I mean, Gary has had a ton of work done by J&J Contractors.
Ton of work.
And they'll go to Oak Creek, right?
Yo, man,
they're already in Oak Creek.
My
neighbor's house.
Yeah, they're already there, bro.
They got the radio on there now, too.
And you know
J&J.
Like, yeah, they are. All the boys out there, when they come out to the house, they listen to 1250.
I think they had some problem wrong with one of their gutters or something.
Yeah, they do it all.
But they went there for windows.
Yeah, windows.
And he said, can you do the gutters?
Doors.
We figured out.
Yeah. Roof.
And it's the cheapest
remodel on the inside of your house?
I know it got to be.
And let your friends say outdoor oasis?
Yep.
I don't really think about doing a fireplace outside, though, dog.
Can they go down to Jacksonville and build something for my people down there?
We'll wait till everything gets.
Oh, you got to wait till the devastation.
Gary, if you do the fireplace outside, dude, you got to do the outdoor kitchen area then, too.
That's what he's got.
Oh, man.
You got to do the whole thing.
I want an outdoor kitchen so bad, man.
Yeah. You got to do the whole thing if you're going to do it.
My house ain't big enough for all day.
Get rid of the pool. You got plenty of room.
Oh, yeah, I do. Right there.
Can't get rid of the pool.
No, pool's going to go.
Get rid of the pool.
Right,
you got a ton of room.
I'm building the whole thing right down there. Soon Brock graduate, it's gone. I'm pulling it up.
It'll be sweet.
Go check my good friends out at J&J Contractors. They can do it all.
No job.
It's too small?
Yeah. They can do it all.